Alright.
Let's start with some other different, because I have to figure this out.
Yeah, you'll get it. Alright, Jay, why don't we start with you?
Sure.
Yeah, alright. One, a little slower. One, two, oh, one, two, three.
The challenge I have is like I'll go to play, even just at home, I'm gonna play a solo, like pick some notes over the chords. If I'm looking at the book, I can play the chords without looking at the book, no problem. But when I go to play notes over the chords, it's like, oh wait, hold on, it's this chord, so it's
yeah, too much math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so
it's like,
so again,
I don't know it at all.
Yeah, so that's where the block between theory and practice kind of comes in.
Yeah.
Is when you're learning it and you're thinking about what the changes are, that's kind of the practice part. But you wanna ingrain it in a way that you're actually hearing your way through those changes. You can't be thinking about every single note that you're gonna play. It goes by too quick. So with the blues, for example, I think you're all comfortable enough that when we get to the fifth measure, you're not thinking, okay, what are the notes in an E flat 7? There's an E flat, a G, there's a B flat, and so I'm going to pick a note from those. No, it's gone. You can't do that anymore. So for the tunes that you know really well, you hear that change coming. you hear that, oh, okay, so if I'm on D natural, it's going to slide down to a D flat, or maybe I can keep the D flat in common. Your ears are just used to that transition, and at that point, you actually start hearing it as opposed to having to remember. I mean, it's not like, you know, memorizing something for a test where you remember it all and then you spit it out. It's not supposed to be, I mean, and that's not a very, even if you could do that, it's just not a very fun way of kind of making music. Because you're doing math while you're playing. It's too much.
Yeah.
So you're more hearing where, you know, hearing where that next chord change is going to be. Does that help at all?
I guess. I don't know. It's a piece. It's going. It's getting. How do you get there?
How do you get there?
How you talked about learning licks.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, right?
What
I learned a lick to play over 2/5.
Right. So that's one part is that you're kind of looping. First of all, I would loop small sections that you have trouble hearing, and I would just. I mean, doing some of those common tone things, say, oh, okay, what if I hold this? What chord tone is that going to slide down to? That really helps with that. So, you know, let's pick a tune to do this over. I think it's getting a little abstract.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm going about it wrong because I'm starting to try to do it with no accompaniment. I'm trying to.
Well, that, yeah, that's hard.
If you don't know, if you play a note, right, then you don't know if it fits or not because there's nobody playing.
Yeah, having an accompaniment definitely helps with that. But also, you know, you're trying to generate lines that outline the chord changes. So let's take a, I mean,
right,
it's
this is the part where I think that I should be able to do it without accompaniment because I should know what notes there are to outline the chord, which means I have to know the chord.
Right.
At least I have to have it in my head. Oh, this is E flat, this is a C, this is a B, this is a...
Yeah.
It all falls apart as soon as I try to play notes.
I see what you mean.
Even the names of the chords are gone.
Right.
Gone.
No, I know what you mean.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Is this...
I agree.
Yeah,
should we go on this tangent a little bit? This is kind of... I have a feeling this applies to pretty much everybody.
Yeah, applies
to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and I know we've talked about it a little bit, too, in our own way. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a 2-5-1 progression in someone pick a key, a friendly key, A-flat. That's a little unfriendly.
B-flat.
Better. All
right. B-flat.
Yeah, let's do B-flat. I was just trying to pick something friendly. Okay, so can we go around and each take, we're going to do one measure of C minor 7, one measure of F7.